Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, speaking with Brittany Ritter and the Lincoln County Preventing ATODS Abuse Coalition. And Brittany, of course, oversees that coalition in Lincoln County. Good morning, Brittany. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Duke?
Doing very well. Appreciate your time. A big event coming up, an important event coming up, that's hosted by at the Lincoln County Preventing ATODS Abuse Coalition. Tell us about this Survivors of Suicide Loss Day that's coming up on the 20th of November. Tell us about this event.
Right. So we have an International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day that is recognized internationally on November 20th. This year is the first year that we will be holding an event here in Lincoln County to promote this special day. So at 10:30, we will be meeting at the Acton Civic Center, and for about an hour and a half, we will provide opportunity for those that have been affected by suicide loss in their life to come together and just find necessary support. The reason why we wanted to work on bringing this event to Lincoln County is we know that we have significant numbers of people who have been affected by suicide loss sometime in their life. We want to open those doors to help them find connections within the community and other people who have walked a mile in their shoes, per se. We wanted to provide a safe and supportive space for people to come and visit with others who understand what they're going through. We want them to be willing to share their feelings, understand that what they're going through is normal, and get the extra help that they may need. We have additional resources that we're going to be offering at that particular event, a short 30-minute video provided by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And we will also have a local mental health counselor from High Country Behavioral Health that will be in attendance at that event, too.
So again, this is happening on Saturday the 20th, 10:30 to noon at the Afton Civic Center. Brittany Ritter with the Lincoln County Preventing ATODS Abuse Coalition with us this morning. Brittany, this is such an empowering event, you would think, because it's hard enough for for people to kind of wrap their heads around suicide, and until you've been in that situation, or like you said, until you've been directly impacted by it, it's hard to understand those emotions. To have this for people that kind of get each other, that's a big deal, I think.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that people need to realize too is not only will you come and receive help for yourself, but also you're helping somebody else too. Sharing what you've gone through as a suicide loss survivor may be that little token that helps somebody else with a recent loss get through their struggles, or help them find ways to deal with their loss and provide comfort and hope, inspiration, just be another resource for support in our community.
Brittany, of course, this event is targeted directly to those survivors of suicide loss and for members of the community to group together. What other resources are available? Because I know there's so many, especially through the new Why We Talk initiative through the state of Wyoming. What other resources are available that those who are currently struggling with maybe suicidal thoughts or have a family member or friend that's going through that outside of this event? Tell us about some of those resources.
Absolutely. So always I like to promote our local resources that we have available. High Country Behavioral Health is a great resource to hook up with a licensed mental health professional. Star Valley Health also has licensed mental health professionals that are available for services. If you don't feel comfortable going in person, we do have the 1-800 Talk Now Wyoming Suicide Hotline that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is an option to text in to our texting line, 741-741, and you will be connected to a counselor, a licensed professional counselor, to visit about any struggles or concerns you may have in regards to suicide. And then also, we have two different websites that are local websites, our LincolnCountyPrevention.org website, and then excuse me, the whywetalk.org website.
Well, Brittany, thanks so much for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention on this Survivors of Suicide Loss Day?
I don't think so. It's a free event, and I think it'll be a good place to help create that extra support that people in our community need.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.